you know, yeah, you can be a member, but we are open to the public. And so everybody is invited to this event. Everybody is invited to our Tuesday Burger Night on Tuesday nights. During the fall and winter, we have a Friday grill that we have. Of course, we have pizza and of course, cold beverages throughout the week. But we're a place where we call ourselves a community partner just because people seek us out to say, hey, can you help us with something? You know, the Humane Society is a recent donation. Helping them out with controlling and spaying animals that are strays and getting them back into the adoption thing. So we kind of help with these things in a financial sense, and we love to do it.
Yeah, that's really neat. Because you just covered it. I was going to ask you, what exactly do you reach out and do? But I mean, yeah, you pretty much covered everything there. I mean,
yeah,
and high school sports pets, and I mean, I think it's great because, you know, with me being relatively new to the area, I got here in January. I'm always kind of looking to see where I could volunteer and have a good meal, maybe yes. too, you know. And so I think what you guys do is really fantastic. Yep. So
another donation I'd like to highlight too is we're partnering with the Fair Board, doing a couple of different things with them, but one, they're putting a bus stop in. So last year they started a free transit service to help people from the Morris community get to the fair. But they needed an area to kind of be the bus stop. And so we partnered with them, or they partnered with us we're doing all the concrete work for them to put these benches on. So, and they're going to, you know, with signage and that sort of thing, you know, this is the Stevens County Fair, you know, transit stop. Those are just the types of things we do. We really focus on anything that impacts youth or elderly in our community. And the majority of our money stays right here in Stevens County. So, we're pretty proud of that. You know, we don't send a lot of contributions to like our grand area, it's called, you know, the big one over in you know, their national organization. Mm-hmm. We do some, but not a lot, but we really want to have all of our dollars stay here.
Well, I think that's a fantastic organization. And the next chance for you to get out would be the brisket dinner coming up again this Thursday, the 29th, 4:30 to 7 p.m., all you can eat. And it's a free will offering. Again, the proceeds go to offset the summer business costs that the Morris Eagles, and just like everybody, do incur. And animal racing starts at 5 p.m., open to the public, and everybody is welcome. So it sounds like a really fun event.
And if you don't have time to stay, come get it to go. We have to go boxes. So if you're going to the playoff baseball game over at Chiswick, which starts, I think, at about 5 or 6, whatever. I don't remember what time that first pitch is for the Tigers. But, hey, come and grab a couple of meals and bring them out to the ballpark.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Mike Seahawk from the Morris Eagles, I really appreciate your time, sir.
Thanks, Murphy. Nice meeting you, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You as well. So go check it out this Thursday, 4:30 to 7 p.m. for the brisket dinner. It's going to be a lot of fun.